Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Rockies taking on the Diamondbacks. John Gray on the hill. No score in the second inning. It's Gray facing the red-hot J.D. Martinez.
Swing and a drive to deep center field. And you can forget about that one. J.D. Martinez off the scoreboard in center. 1-0 Diamondbacks. That's number 38. There goes the runner and a drive to deep right center. And Cargo has put the Rockies on top 2-1. With a home run over the pool. That's his 11th of the year. It scores Blackman ahead of him. And he's got another one. And this one's going to be further than the last one. Onto the concourse area, over the pool. And Gonzalez, two two-run homers tonight. And it's a 4-2 Rockies lead here in the seventh inning. 0-2 count. And Fuentes strikes out swinging. He chased the breaking ball way off the plate. Two quick outs here for Gray in the seventh. Last of the seventh, 4-2 Colorado. Here's a 1-2, and that's strike three. And Peralta knew it. He's down on strikes, 10 strikeouts for Gray. Diamondbacks right now, no answer for the young right-hander. And now the 2-2 to Marte. Another quick pitch, ground ball to second. LeMahieu's got it on to first, and the Rockies won their second straight. They're within three of the D-backs now, the wild card for that top spot. They have won six in a row. They're 6-0 on the road trip. Send the Diamondbacks down to their second straight defeat. And the Diamondbacks now on this homestand find their record at 1-4.
Chris Russell, his second career save as the Rockies continue to roll, winning their sixth in a row, taking it 4-2. Colorado just three games back of Arizona for the top wild card spot. John Gray, the victory, going seven frames, allowing just two runs, tying a career high with 10 strikeouts. The D-backs fall once again to the Rockies. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
You know, a little slow offensively. I think we had some opportunities in some key moments with some key guys, the right guys up there, and we just couldn't cash in. You know, well-played game. I think there were a lot of really good defensive plays, a well-pitched game. Taiwan Walker with six quality innings did everything he could to keep us in the ball game, turn it over the bullpen, and unfortunately they couldn't control really one guy who's locked in and swinging the bat very, very well right now. You know, offensively, what can you say about JD? He's been very consistent. He's doing his job every single night at the right moment. You know, I think he tied a career high with his 38th home run today. So, continues to be a huge offensive force in the middle of our lineup. But, you know, a tough loss. We're fighting for the same turf against Colorado Rockies. Our guys are very well aware of what's at stake, and we just got to get after it. Understand what happened tonight and grind it out tomorrow. He's a hot hitter right now. We knew that coming in. And I, you know, you make a mistake to a hitter like that with a track record like that, he's gonna make you pay.
The series continues on Wednesday. Patrick Corbin on the hill.